Historians say tomatoes originally came from Peru, where Aztec's name translates into plump thing with a navel. Which is funny, because when you think tomatoes and pizza and pasta and Italian food, you know, tomatoes are so inherent. But the original tomatoes to the Mediterranean were yellow.
Oh. So much trivia. By the way, this article is on fillyourplate.org on the blog, including highlighting more statistics about Arizona tomatoes.
They're an excellent source of vitamin C, vitamin K, potassium, magnesium, copper. Copper, that's a metal. Dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin B6, fluorite, vitamin E, phosphorus, and about six other things I can't pronounce.
So we need to be eating more pizza with a lot of tomato sauce, right?
Lots of tomato sauce. And cooked tomatoes are healthier than raw tomatoes because it releases more of these
nutrients. Yeah, that's what I thought was so cool, is just that actually cooking them. So, Mark, do you guys cook with a lot of tomatoes? Is there some Italian in your background?
We have no Italians, but that doesn't keep us from co-opting tomatoes, whether it's in Mexican food or in Italian food. My wife's a wonderful cook, and we love tomatoes, and she loves to grow them. I kind of took a poll of some of my leaders at the Department of Ag about their favorite tomatoes, and what they said, some of them like the early girl, others like the beefsteak and the Romas. But one thing they talked about that was most important is to make sure you encourage pollinators in your garden so that you can get those blossoms pollinated. So whatever you can do to encourage bees and butterflies to be around your garden is extremely important, making sure you get the right pollination on those tomatoes.
Mark, what was that website, the 10 Tips to Growing Great Tomatoes?
It is called, I'm looking at it right now.
Because Jennifer and I have given up on tomatoes in our garden. because you were talking about a location that had 85,000 plants. You know, that's probably
right. That's
probably close to a million tomatoes. You know, and probably 999,000 of those look better than any one I've ever produced out of my garden. I just can't do tomatoes.
Well, you know what? It's a struggle. It's called Growing in the Garden, is the website.
And then
if you type in.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead. Yeah, if you just type in growing tomatoes in Arizona, it takes you to the website, and it's got 10 tips.
And I think if you go to Fill Your Plate also, and you just type in tomatoes, there's about two or three articles that will talk about how to grow them too.
And then how to cook them and prep them.
Yeah. Right? Everything on Fill Your Plate.
Jennifer went and picked up a whole, do you call them a batch of tomatoes?
Are they a bushel?
What are they?
A bunch. Bushel, probably. I don't know, Mark. You're the director of the Arizona Department of Agriculture.
A bag of tomatoes.
What was that you fixed, Jennifer? Because I'm not a big tomato person, because cooked tomatoes give me indigestion. And I love a raw tomato with just a little salt and mayo on it, and I love it on my sandwiches. But we don't cook with a lot of tomatoes. But what did you whip up? That was absolutely delicious.
Well, it was roasted tomato recipe. And we used to make it a lot when the kids were little. And if you were lucky enough to have a bumper crop of tomatoes or find them on sale, it's a great recipe. You need about 20 of them, and you mix them with some olive oil and some herbs and just bake it for a long time. The recipe's up on Facebook if you want it. And they're great. You could eat them by themselves with a cracker. You can put some cheese over them and have them as a little hors d'oeuvre. Or you could mix them with your pasta and some pine nuts and have a dinner.
And so, Rosie, you may not have realized it at the time when she was cooking them a lot when the kids were growing up. You were getting more nutrients because they were cooked tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, they're part of the Mediterranean diet, which is ultra healthy for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when we plant tomatoes, we do them every year. You know, they come, you get your fruit, and then they die. So how is it that they've got a 56 square meter tomato plant at Walt Disney Resort in Florida? I mean, do they replant it every year, or is it?
It's Disney. Mickey probably tends to it. Come on. Everything there is magical, so we shouldn't be surprised that they can grow a big tomato plant. That's fun. Well, you know, this segment, we wanted to give you a chance, Mark, to share a few things that you're doing at the Arizona Department of Ag and some of the top issues, top priorities.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know about the Department of Ag, and it's probably one of the most important agencies in state government, because the things that we do there impact people every single day. And I'll just give you a good example. You know, we do testing of milk and meat and chicken, and we inspect the plants. We inspect all the food or all the vegetables coming out of Mexico. Any movement of any plants or animals in and out of the state of Arizona, we take care of those things. Not only do we do that, but we teach people about the proper use of pesticides, herbicides. We also, through our Weights and Measures division, we inspect all the gas pumps in the state. We go into the stores and check all the scales to make sure that they're operating properly. So when you buy your groceries and you slide a 10-pound bag of tomato or potatoes across the scale at the cash register, we make sure that those are weighing accurately and that that cash register reflects that. All those price postings you see in the stores, we regulate that to make sure that the price that is listed on the shelf is what is reflected at the cash register. We also check to see what's going on in those boxes. If you go in there and buy a 5-pound box of Bisquick, we make sure you get 5 pounds of Bisquick and not 5 pounds of air.
Wow.
We also deal with the chemical compositions of pesticides and herbicides. So when you buy those products, we make sure that they're tested and accurate, so what's on the label is in the bottle or the bag. Same thing is with seeds. We test seeds to make sure that they're germinating correctly and that they are the right kind of seeds in those bags. And so any given point in time and day in Arizona, when you go to the grocery store, this is a scary thought. I'm standing there next to you, making sure that you get what you pay for. When you go to the gas pump, I'm standing there next to you, making sure that if you says you're getting a gallon of gas, you're getting a gallon of gas. And
that's okay, Mark, because you're a good guy.
Right, scary. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Yeah, right. Well, so our we do a lot of things to protect the health and safety of the public. And particularly when you get into looking at testing of milk and meat and chicken and cheese and dairy products, and we also inspect the eggs that we have from our wonderful egg growers here in Arizona, we do a lot of things that protect the public. And then on top of that, we're trying to keep all those nasty bugs and organisms out of our state that would impact not only agriculture, but homeowners. I mean, we're trying to keep those nasty bugs out that would hurt trees and plants and shrubs around people's homes. And as you know, almost 25% of the value of a home is wrapped up in all of those plants and shrubs that people have, and they have a lot of investment in that, and we want to make sure that we don't get some of those nasty bugs that are in other states.
You know, you probably could double your staff, and you still would not have enough to take care of everything that the department is doing. Wouldn't you? If the governor is hearing me say that, he's going to get a little stressed. But
well, it's true. We don't have enough people, but we do the best we can. And we have wonderful people that work at the department. They're dedicated.
You do.
And they understand their responsibilities. And we're there to help the public and the farming and ranching community. And anytime the public has any questions about anything as it relates to food and crops and gas stations and the quality of fuel. And another issue we've been working on that you've heard a little bit about in the news are these credit card skimmers at the gas pumps. And so our inspectors check those gas pumps to make sure that there aren't credit card skimmers in there. And we recommend to people never use a debit card at a gas pump. Never, never, never. These credit card skimmer guys can get into a pump in 7 seconds, install those skimmers. Now they've got Bluetooth and wireless devices on there. They can sit in their car across the street and take your credit card number and your code, and they'll be printing your credit card in New York and spending your money.
It's just crazy. And, you know, another thing that the Department of Ag has been...
I think I just heard Director Mark Killian advise all of our Arizona homeowners that when you pay for your gas, pay in cash.
Pay in cash or a credit card, because credit cards do typically cover fraud, but debit.
You still don't want to go through that.
Yeah, but you're right. You still don't want to go through that. But another really cool thing that the department's really been front and center on is this whole hemp thing. It passed on the federal level with the new farm bill, and now we had to. But tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Well, under the new 2018 farm bill, they legalized hemp nationwide, and the USDA has given it to each state to write their own rules and regulations in accordance with what the USDA is going to do. And so we put a team of growers together to create the rules and regulations for the growing of hemp in Arizona. That has started. The hemp plants are being planted in June. We anticipate that we had requests to plant, I think, about 35,000 acres of hemp, about 22 acres under roof in greenhouses. Now, that all hasn't been planted yet, but it's going to be very exciting to see how that works out. If hemp does work out like I hope it does, that could be a real boost to the Arizona economy. And remember, hemp is rope, not dope. So yes. There's a difference between hemp and marijuana. And so one of the things we do is we will test those hemp plants to make sure the THC is not over the 0.3 amount. And so we work very closely with the growers on that.
And I was about to ask you, can you list off a few of the uses of hemp? Because it is an extensively used product and was a foundation of the Agriculture Department in America, back to the colonial days through about the turn of the 19th century.
Right. That's so true. Rope.
Hemp is used in ropes. It's used in fabrics. The CBD oil, there are all kinds of pharmaceutical uses. There are some feed additives that can go into vitamins for animals. As they develop the hemp more and more research is done at the universities, I think the applications for hemp will be endless.
Hemp lotion. I tried some of that.
Yep.
All sorts of fun stuff. So, to say the least, the Arizona Department of Agriculture is a department on the move, is a department that's very active. It's a department that's helping our Arizona families have safe, healthy, wonderful food.
That's very true. And we're there as a resource. If anyone ever has a question about what to grow, we have a growing guide. We also have the guide to Arizona Ag that's on our website. Anytime you have a question about anything you want to buy as it relates to seed or fertilizer or anything you want as far as plants, you're concerned about the products that you buy in the store, you call us and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
And Mark is so right that the people that work for the Department of Agriculture, I know so many of them, just great. It's a great team that you have. So thank you for all you guys do.